What about STDs? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ, and, well, comedy is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humorous stories for fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
That's a joke, right?
Maybe.
I get it.
Maybe. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
What a bunch of bull.
That really hurt me.
I'm very nervous right now.
How was the whole Regis and Kelly thing? I'm sorry.
How are you?
What the hell was that? Do this.
A couple of pain in the ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There you go. That's the one I'm looking for.
Whether or not you feel like you're a joke or not, people listen to you guys. They love listening to you guys. You're funny. Everybody likes to listen to you guys on the way to work or school.
Suck on that, losers.
Right.
Who is that that's saying that? That's a sexy little voice.
It sounds to me like Kelly Pickler.
Yes. And that's probably what I associated it with.
Who is it?
It is Kelly Pickler.
Hang on, I didn't know.
She did an interview on, I think, a country station in Nashville where they accused her. Country.
I'm so embarrassed.
You mustn't be. Why?
I am just a little embarrassed that it's Kelly Pickler. But Kelly Pickler is a little bit sexy.
Yeah. Oh, I would do horrible things
to
her.
Hey, don't forget about those. She had
her new boobs.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She does have that kind of squeaky thing that's that voice. Pickle.
The Nashville Morning Zoo accused her of drinking and driving, so she came in and yelled at them. It's very funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That crazy morning
I
zoo.
I done got the beaties. Something awful. Pretty tell me, Don and Mike.
What's he doing?
He's singing with a pretty good vibrato. Sing some more.
Do you like the vibrato, Michael O'Mara?
Oh, but he's doing it to the tune of
you know what? Alfonso.
Yeah. I'm your father.
Right. Oh, no.
Bye.
It was so distracting, I didn't pay attention.
Hypnotic, really.
Damn, I was taken away.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, this is for you. Mainly, they just had a beautiful tribute to Coach Walsh out here in the Bay Area. And then you'll probably be able to catch it on the internet. I'm not sure if it was on ESPN or not, but I listened to the whole thing on my radio. It's beautiful. Every great football player from the glory years was there.
I'll watch it tonight.
On the internet. Internet. This is for you, though. It's very because you were close to Walsh. You know. You were very, very close.
You know how you were.
I appreciate those TiVo updates from everybody. Thank you.
Yeah. And you'll be able to, if you can't see it on regular television, because you're not out in the Bay Area, you probably have to find it on a local station out there. You can watch it on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you'll have to do is you can go to your computer, and you'll have your Bill Walsh wallpaper up, and you'll have to click the icon that says Internet Explorer and then find
it. He never had a nickname as a coach, did he?
Stinky.
Salty.
Salty.
Stinky.
Salty and stinky. Fantastic. Glucose was his name.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hell, no offense to the late Bill Walsh. There's a real game on tonight. I don't even know who's on, but there's a game on tonight. That's all I care about.
Game on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
I was just wondering if Rabbi Goldberg over there knew that now that he's been tattooed, he cannot be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
I think Matt knew that going into it. He's not an Orthodox Jew. He doesn't go to temple every Saturday, so he's cool with it.
All right. Well, Mama Goldberg may not be so happy.
Well, that's why we're going to call, but you got that tone to your voice.
You just like to cause trouble, don't you?
You're like, hey, guys, maybe you never thought about the fact that only Orthodox Jews are against tattoos.
Are you related to that guy that called about the phones that we had ringing in the office before?
Because, that guy said he was going to sue.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, listen, guys. Just wanted to help out by passing along some incredibly negative information.
Hey, guys, just in case you hadn't thought, there's one minor detail that maybe, you know, he's screwed with his whole religion. I just wanted to
He won't be able to
there.
Be buried in the proper cemetery. I just thought I'd call because I really didn't have any plans on Friday night.
And it's all in the delivery, isn't it?
Yes,
really?
It is. Yes, it is. And it's just, you know, and I think this happens not just on a radio show. It happens in real life. Mm-hmm. People disguise their horrible thoughts as well-meaning. And they're not well-meaning. They're saying it to you because they want to say something horrible.
And in this case,
right.
it's nothing that's horrible. As a matter of fact, it's a question that I asked somebody on the show. Mm-hmm. I said, I know that if you're an Orthodox Jew, it goes against your beliefs. And somebody said to me, look at Matt. And I said, right. He's probably never been to temple.
You know, I can give you an example. Okay. And moms, God bless them. Moms do this. It's sort of disguised as well-meaning, but it's negative. For example, you get a spot on the football or hockey team. And you say, you run into the kitchen. You go, Mom, I made the varsity. Oh, that's fantastic, honey. But, you know, there's so many injuries that happen with that type of thing. That's exactly what this mm-hmm. is. It's just a different type
the
of situation.
The joy of presenting yeah. bad news.
Yes, Mike, joy of it. And you go,
you
oh, that's
so
great.
Right.
I know
you
all about
so
that.
Right. You are so right. And I bet you heard this a lot when you got, like, for instance, hey, guys, I finally got my license. I got my motorcycle.
Right.
Hey, that's good, but.
Oh, be
careful. A lot of people out there get hurt.
Please, please be careful. You know, really. Do you know? And it's always also under the guise of you don't have any idea what you're doing. Yeah. And really, I would rather have nothing said like that and have moms come out and say, oh, honey, you are an incredible idiot. Yes. You're not capable of making any intelligent decisions on your own.
Right.
And I still, my mom's 87. I'll still get not nearly as much as I used to. But it's still there occasionally where a mom will say that. Moms say things and they don't know how powerful they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
They really have no idea how powerful they are.
Do you realize how fragile we are? Too old? I think he's still on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Call him?
Yeah.
Have we made our point to you? You incredible stand.
For a bunch of non-Jews, you're really good with the Jewish guilt, though.
Well, you know, and obviously you are Jewish, sir?
Yes, sir.
Would you say something in Yiddish? I love to hear Yiddish.
I don't know Yiddish.
No, but, do that thing that's singing.
Yiddish is in Hebrew.
Well, no, they. All right, whatever. You know, you're a pain in the ass. No, do the thing where you sing. Sings.
Sing, Jew, sing.
Look at how horrible he's done. You know what?
Hey.
You're a bad Jew. You're not a good Jew.
And I'll tell you something else, sir.
I don't know Rob knows the difference.
I have a background in both faiths.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
How much Jewish are you, Rob?
One-eighth
Jewish.
But Catholics can give Jews a run for the money on guilt.
Oh, my God.
A whole faith built on it.
Tell me about it.
So that just ain't you, and it just ain't me. It's all
just
of us.
Looking in my Bible here, Leviticus 19:28, you shall not make gashes in your flesh for the dead or incise any marks on yourself. I am the Lord, end quote. Leviticus 19:28.
Not even a nice gash?
That's right. No.
Hey, you know what? You know another. Here's a good example of the whole Catholic thing. This is the way my mom handled this. I'm having a conversation with her last night. Mm-hmm. We're driving up, and she says, yeah, so we're going up to your aunt's birthday party. She's having the big birthday party. Of course, we're going to stop by that. I said, Aunt so-and-so's having a birthday party? And she said, yeah, you got your invitation, right? I said, no, Mom, I didn't. She said, oh, well, they probably thought you wouldn't go anyway. that's the line. You know. Uh-huh. Now, she could have said, they probably, forgot or did just assume that you're out of the area and stuff. No, they probably thought you wouldn't go anyway. It continues the great tradition.
Let's get out of here, okay? Bye.
Shalom.
Bye.
Shalom.
I don't think he was really Jewish.
No. Lying about it.
Maybe a Protestant.
Hello, Donna Meisha.
Right.
Hello.
My lord, my lady.
Hi there.
Somebody had mentioned Bill Walsh not having a nickname. I think in his latter days, they started calling him Luke.
Luke? What?
Because he died
of leukemia.
Oh.
Oh.
Come on.
No.
What's wrong with everybody?
No. Pixie. No.
Hey, guys, you're talking about Bill Walsh. I just thought maybe you should know that he had leukemia.
Not good. Not good at all.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Good morning, Don and Mike show. I should say afternoon.
Hi there.
You should.
It's not just moms that have that guilt thing. It's dads, too.
Oh, dads can do it, too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a career firefighter, and I'm 45 years old. And the other day, I'm helping him use a chainsaw. And he goes, be careful with that thing. You can cut your leg off.
And how old are you? How old are you, sir?
35 years old.
35.
All right, get out of here. Thank you, my friend. Point well taken. Hey, Matt, come here. We're going to give your mom a call. It's time to call Paula Goldstein.
This was getting tremendous, tremendous hassle out in the hallway. He did not like this at all.
Out by the men's room, I heard him like a little girl out there going, please, can we please call next week? They're about to go on vacation.
You were putting up some serious resistance in the hallway.
Yeah, not too happy about it.
How are you going to spin it?
How am I going to spin it?
Have you thought about how you're going to spin it if it's going to be this
much.
Big a deal?
Are you going to soften the blow somehow?
Right.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, we got him here.
How are you feeling? Do you need another glucose tablet?
I might after the phone call.
You do look like you got a Jim Neighbors thing.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hi, how you doing,
hey,
Matt?
Hi there. Listen,
Paula.
Paula, you're on the air.
This is, again?
This is Don and Mike.
Hi.
I was not warned of it this time.
I know.
Well, neither was I.
We're calling you with a bit of a surprise. We know that you're about to go on vacation tomorrow.
Okay.
Right? Where are you and your husband going?
We are going to Shenandoah Valley.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. Nice little break. And, we have a boy in here that has a face filled with dread.
He's very proud of himself.
Yeah, he was proud of himself a moment ago on the show.
We're proud of him, too. You know, it's his last day today as our intern.
Right.
And the station's hired him for some nominal position. We're thrilled about that.
And he volunteered to do something that would elevate him to Hall of Fame status in the Don and Mike intern gallery.
Hero status, really.
He's not in trouble, right?
No, he's not in trouble at
this
all.
This is not like the time that he
He's not in trouble with us. He might be in trouble with you.
This is not like the time that he had the pot at school.
Okay, that's good to hear.
This is actually, really, in today's society, it's quite...
pretty normal.
It's really a nothing thing. But... but, you know, he seemed to be very uncomfortable that we were going to call you.
We're very fond of Matt, and we found what we believe is a pretty unique way of identifying how we feel for your son in a way that he will never forget his experience as the summer being the intern on our show.
And with that said, Paul, I think really we should turn it over to young Matt.
This is like one of our games almost.
Right, it is.
Like one of our Tell Your Mama games.
Okay.
Go ahead, take it away, Matt.
I bet she's cool with it, Matt.
Well, let's find out. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to do it like a Band-Aid, quick.
Okay.
Got a tattoo,
let's
Mom.
Let's hear it.
I got a tattoo, Mom.
You got a tattoo?
Uh-huh.
A permanent tattoo.
Yes.
I'm not happy.
No, she isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's
You're
play
in trouble,
game.
Matt.
Can you guess where it is, Paula?
Visible?
Well, yes and no.
If he
it's not visible right now. He's got a T-shirt on and shorts. It's not visible now.
If he rolls up his sleeve, it's visible.
If he takes his shirt off, it's visible.
Okay.
It's on his bicep.
What is it a tattoo of?
Well, we were going to tattoo my name, but we figured that would be too long, so we used one of the nicknames that people often call me.
I hope it's one of the cleaner ones.
Yes, yes, it is.
tell your mom.
I am now an ass.
Permanently, right?
Yes, I am.
That's what it says on his arm, Paula. It says ass.
It's just three little letters.
But the letters are beautifully done. It's a beautiful design. And the tattoo, almost in a 3D effect, and the tattoo artist could not have been more talented.
Almost like if you get someone's business card, and you know how I'm sounding like Patrick Bateman now, but it has the raised letter.
That's bone, and that's called Cillian Braille. It's got a wonderful font. Matt chose the font himself.
It is beautiful.
It is really beautifully done.
Let's see your arm, boy. Let me see.
Let's take a look. Pull up that sleeve. Oh, he's got a bandage.
He's got his bandage.
He's got the bandage
on
it.
Going to protect him.
Are you going to? Will you ever show it to your mother?
If he's smart, he won't.
Ah, I guess that answers that question, Paula.
I won't show it to her in the kitchen near sharp objects.
Well, Paula, you should know that at any time he could put a word in front of it,
right?
Like manly or major or
major. Major always works, or a word after it, like clown or hat
or sane
or
he can just wear long sleeves.
Yes, he can do that as well.
Or my favorite hole. But that's only if he does something else real good on the show.
And now, Matt, you had spoken about in the future maybe having the laser removal of the tattoo. How serious were you?
Oh,
when you
what a wuss.
Well, until I saw it.
You like it now, huh?
That was great.
That's cool.
He loves it.
It's a nice-looking tat.
Well, maybe, who knows, maybe if Mom calms down after a while, and I think Paula's been very generous with her time and very unflappable on the show, but obviously she has been honest with us, saying, Paul, you're not thrilled with it. Maybe at some point your curiosity will get by you, and you'll be able to take a look at it.
Okay, well, we'll see. That remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. How mad are you, Mom?
Oh, not happy, Matt.
That's code.
Is that code?
Really mad.
Oh, good.
But don't worry, Mom. I made some new friends, so it's okay.
Let's give Paula a round of applause.
She's a wonderful lady. How old are you, dummy?
23.
23 and living at home temporarily.
Right. I guess your
very
mom...
temporarily now.
Yes. How temporary do you want that to be, Paula?
Got it.
You want him out pretty quick?
As soon as he becomes self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient.
Well, good luck on that.
Okay, well, you can look forward to that happening. I would imagine by his 40th birthday.
The good news now is, though, you'll always be able to find him. It's like a GPS system.
Are you proud of him getting a job at WJFK, though?
Yes, I'm very proud of him.
I mean, only the select interns get that treatment.
Get
the part about the job is the part that only select. It's very hard to get an entry level job at WJFK. Right.
Very, very hard.
He'll be self sufficient in no time.
You actually have to be able to blink.
All the WJFK weekenders read like a who's who.
Actually, Matt will meet a bunch of new friends because most of the people that our radio station hires are those homeless people underneath the Whitehurst Freeway. Once a week, the station rolls by with a truck, and we hire them, and they until they flush out in the CBS system.
He will have an eclectic experience over there. He truly will.
Well, hopefully, this is the start of all good things.
Oh, exactly. Of course it is. But on a serious note, we do like the lad. We truly do.
Yeah, we do.
That's good to hear.
He's a good kid,
and he is an ass. Thank you for your time, Paula. Have a wonderful vacation.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Paula. Thank you for your time again.
Okay.
See you Sunday. Drink heavily.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. You're afraid of your mom.
You are really afraid. You're
you have
really
it better.
So code is I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
Right. Now a lot of people have been calling. Tell it. What about the Jewish thing? I mean, how big a deal is that? Is that significant enough to cause a lot of problems?
What, that I won't be able to be buried in a Jewish...
Exactly.
Hopefully, I won't have to keep kosher anymore either.
All right. Oh, so you do occasionally keep kosher?
In the house, yes.
Many sets
of silverware.
He is an ass. He's an ass.
How would you like to have a pork chop right now?
Keep kosher. So you do you think this is going to get... What
well,
about
I could have a glass of milk with it.
What about dad? What about dad?
Dad?
Is dad going to be pissed?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay. God, you can't get a straight answer out of the kid.
If we called Central Casting in New York City and said, send us a mother that's mad about a tattoo, they couldn't have done better than that.
No,
she just said, not happy,
I'm
Matt.
I'm not happy, Matt.
Not happy.
You loser. I love that tattoo, though.
That's
great.
It really is terrific.
Now we'll find you whenever we need you. Okay, get out of here.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Look at the green. You know, you can't. He's Mr. Poker Face. Nothing will go by that grin.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Check it out, man. You guys got to hear my story real quick.
We have to hear your story?
Check it out, Mike. We got to hear this real quick.
You got to hear it real quick, man.
Okay.
Please don't doubt me. Just listen to it. 7 years ago, I got my ass tattooed on DC-101 Rocks. Okay?
All right.
Yep.
I'm in a band. I want to get my song played on the radio. Now, I'm willing to X out that cheek and get Don and Mike tattooed on the other cheek if you guys played my new band song on the radio.
No.
No, not because you've been there on another radio station, dude.
Bye, dude.
And that doesn't work.
Not happy, dude.
No.
Hey, dude. I got to tell you a story real fast, dude. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, dude.
Hey, check this out.
Hello, maggot. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we're here. We're ready to believe you.
Hi there.
Hi. I just wanted to say that it's sort of an urban legend that you can't get buried in a Jewish cemetery because
you get a tattoo. It's really a misconception.
And you know this because, I mean, we know nothing about it, so please educate us.
I think the main reason is Jackie Mason was covered with tattoos.
Exactly.
All over his body. He had two sleeves.
Well, I am an observant Jew, and I went to day school, and you know, you have to read. I've read the entire Torah, and you have to study all this.
Are you really an observant Jew?
I am.
Well, then let's play a game.
Okay.
Look at Mike. Now, turn around. What color shirt is he wearing?
Blue.
Oh, you weren't that observant a Jew.
Not an observant Jew.
Do you have a tattoo?
He's gone.
Oh, damn it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, good afternoon.
Hey, I have Bill Walsh's nickname.
Oh, please. No more leukemia stuff.
Come on.
You stop it.
No. He was known as the genius for inventing the West Coast offense.
Oh, the genius. Oh,
all right. Well, thank you. Next, maybe can you tell me where babies come from? Because I really am so pathetically stupid about football, I didn't know that Bill Walsh was the father of the West Coast offense.
I can tell you.
Or that there was a Bill Walsh coaching tree.
I can tell you where the babies come from.
Where am I?
The hole.
They do not.
Yeah, they do. I saw it in school.
You're a liar.
Saw it in school.
Next, you're going to tell me you have to ball a girl to make a baby.
You do.
You do not. You
saw it in school.
So are we to believe that Bill Walsh and Matt have the same nickname? Genius?
Yes, the genius.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.